Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the India's Wool Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ayushi Gupta. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call of Indiabulls Limited. To discuss this quarter's performance, we have from the management Mr. Gurbant Singh, Executive Chairman, Mr. Devesh Shah, Executive Director and CEO, Mr. Rajeev Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Saurabh Garg, Finance Director, Mr. Manish Rastogi, VP Account and Finance, and Mr. Siddharth Nathani, Head IR. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on company's website. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, and then we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ayushi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings update call of Indiabulls Limited. After a long gap, we are resuming our earnings call from this quarter, and this is to share our vision and the way forward for Indiabulls Limited. To provide a quick recap, in past, the company ventured into digital consumer lending and e-commerce business, which at that time appeared attractive and scalable. However, over time, we recognized that fintech lending to faceless customers suffers from structurally weak unit economics, challenges in underwriting and collection, and an inability to generate sustainable profits. Recognizing that profitability and preservation of capital is non-negotiable at Indiabulls, we exited these businesses. We went through an extensive restructuring exercise spanning nearly three years, resulting in merger of 17 group entities, including Dhani Services Limited and Indiabulls Enterprises Limited into Yaari Digital Integrated Services Limited. Following multiple regulatory approvals, including NCLT approval granted in Q3 FY 2025, the merged entity was subsequently renamed Indiabulls Limited and was listed in December 2025. The essence of this merger was to simplify the group structure, improve operational efficiency, and ensure capital is deployed in the most productive manner. Today, the structure is clean, transparent, and built for speed. The balance sheet is net cash positive with no loss-making entities, no hidden liabilities, and no legacy impairment beyond the ones which could occur in the normal operational business. At the same time, retaining the 25 years of deep expertise in real estate and financial service, along with the relationship and institutional knowledge that cannot be replicated. We have a proven history of building three large profitable listed institutions. Let me now begin with the financial performance for Q4 and FY 2026. FY 2026 was a transformational year for the company following the merger. For the full year, we delivered revenue of 879 crores, supported by improving operating performance with profit after tax of 346 crores. The fourth quarter marked a strong finish to the year with Q4 FY 2026 revenue of 417 crores and PAT of 195 crores, driven primarily by contribution from our real estate operation, giving us profit of 143 crores. This year-end performance provides a steady starting point as we move into FY 2027. Going forward, the company operates with a clear focus on profits across two primary verticals, real estate and financial service. Every rupee of capital is now allocated to areas where we have demonstrated compounding advantage. Real estate, our deepest domain expertise and engine of near-term earning. Financial service is capital-light, profitable platform with long runway for growth. Real estate is a dominant earning driver and is expected to contribute nearly 80% of group profit. This is no longer a pipeline story, but an active contracted revenue engine consisting of both own projects and signed up with JV partners, with total JDV potential of approximately 21,000+ crores and a sellable area of exceeding 1.1 crore lakh square feet, spanning residential, commercial, plotted and mixed-use development across Gurugram, Mumbai and Ludhiana. Key launch projects in FY26 include Indiabulls Estate and Club Sector 104, the first phase, where over 75% of inventory has been already sold. Indiabulls Heights Sector 104, which was nearly 100% sold within a week of launch. Indiabulls Tower in Prabhadevi, Mumbai, a commercial asset to be developed as a leased property that is expected to generate stable annuity income of approximately 1,000 crores per year. And Indiabulls Green Avenue, a plotted development in the NCR region. The testimonial of our project is actually seen in our buildings, which were created by an erstwhile group company. If you look at our projects, which are quite visible in Mumbai and Delhi and many other cities, you will see that these buildings are still today the landmark buildings of those cities. These buildings actually command attention for the scale, design and finish, and that is what our brand Indiabulls stands for. Going back to the FY26 numbers, we sold about 21.6 lakh square feet throughout the year, and Q4 FY26 marks the first quarter of real estate revenue recognition in the company's books. What follows is not a one-time event, and this is the beginning of a sustained earnings cycle, with real estate profits of in FY27 expected to grow at least 2x from what it is today, and FY28 will be at least 3x from what it is here. It is difficult to give a quarter-to-quarter guidance, knowing the nature of the business, but this is a trajectory and it is grounded, driven by already signed and approved projects, upcoming launches of approximately 40 lakh square feet in current financial year with a GDV of 6,000+ crores and a strong future pipeline of 42 lakh square feet valued at 11,900 crores. Taken together, the company's total GDV potential stands at 21,000+ crores, representing the cumulative value of launch projects plus current year planned launches and the future launch pipeline. Alongside real estate, the financial service vertical operates as a capital-light profitable platform compromising stockbroking, asset reconstruction, SMB and digital payment platforms. The broking business is profitable and continues to grow steadily with a clear and visible path to further expanding market share. We're actively scaling our presence in digital and discount broking with addition of 28,000 customers in Q4 FY26, particularly building new age platforms such as Algo, which were now among the early movers in offering Algo trading solution to retail customers. Our offline business, which is a branch-operated model, continues to give strong profitability to the business via assisted model. The asset reconstruction business currently manages fee-paying assets under management of 622 crores, with asset under allocation totaling 3,794 crores. Our portfolio is sourced across a diversified set of banks and NBFCs with a clear focus on assets that offer high recovery potential. The business is supported by a strong on-ground recovery infrastructure, including a team of approximately 2,200 collection professionals on the company's payroll, which enable effective control over resolution, timeline, and outcome. The company is built by a solid team. The team manages these businesses are highly experienced. The company is led by chairman and the group CEO. And each business vertical is run by a dedicated CEO or a seasoned business head running the vertical. Over the past 2 years, we have added senior professionals from the industry and we plan to continue strengthening the leadership team in select areas going forward. We are entering FY2027 with a net cash positive balance, zero loss-making entities and a strong real estate pipeline. The period of hard work, restructuring and closure is behind us. The focus ahead is firmly on execution. We expect profit to grow year after year, led by real estate revenue. Financial service will continue to build steadily, adding to the base in a capital efficient and low risk manner. With a strong foundation in place and a clear growth trajectory forward, Indiabulls has returned with renewed strength and focus. We are building the business for the long term. Thank you, everyone. And we can now begin the Q&A session.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on the numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So I would like to understand, we have about 17 subsidiaries. So what are the litigations that are going on against us currently? Or better, if you can understand the potential financial impact of these litigations that we can face overall, if you have any internal assessment for the same.
Hi, Gunit. The 17 subsidiaries which I spoke about, I have already been shut down because they were not doing any business. This was during the merger. We do not have any litigations going on and there is no financial implication to Indiabulls Limited.
Okay, so going forward in future, we do not expect any financial impact, any exceptional items to come in, like any previous litigation or...
No, nothing. Nothing at all. Indiabulls Limited has no litigations, no financial liabilities or anything from any litigation coming in. We are not fighting any, except for the normal business cases which come in, there are no other cases which we are fighting in the courts.
Got it. So when you say Indiabulls Limited, that means the entire consolidated entity, right?
Yes. Today we are just one single unified company under the brand Indiabulls Limited.
Got it. But in your result, it says that there are about 17 subsidiaries.
That is the current subsidiaries which we have. The numbers are the same, but there are current 17 subsidiaries, like my broking company is one subsidiary, ARC is another subsidiary, real estate projects are in different subsidiaries. So even currently, these subsidiaries and the holdco company do not have any court litigation nor any financial liabilities.
Okay, so all the legacy cases have been resolved, basically.
Yeah, all completely.
Got it. Now, you mentioned that we would be doubling our PAT in the next year and then doubling again in FY28.
Right.
So... that means around 600-700 crore of PAT next year. So can you help me understand the drivers of growth segment-wise when you say 600 crore PAT and 1200 crore PAT? So which segments would we be expecting to drive growth?
Yeah. So the PAT which I was saying reflected to real estate business. That's our enabler and that's our driver for the next few years. So as I said, we are already having about 40 lakh square feet being launched in this financial year. And after that, we have a pipeline of 1.1 crore square feet in hand, which we are planning to launch. So this is the inventory which we have as of hand. We will keep adding more projects going down the line, which is not accounted for today. But this is where the growth will come for the company. And these projects are already signed up. It's in our kitty. It is just going through phases of approval, designing, planning, etc. Once they are ready, they will be ready for launch.
Got it. And we recognize the revenues on completion certificate basis or on a percentage completion basis for these real estate projects?
On percentage completion basis.
Got it. So, I mean, it's likely that there would be high receivables, but the numbers would not reflect that. I mean...
Yeah.
The right. PAT. Got it.
Yes. The receivables
will keep coming in. Got it. So in a balance sheet, we have assets of loans about 1,000 crore. So what is that?
So these are loans which our NBFC has lent out earlier. we are not doing any fresh disbursement now, but whatever loans are there, we are just collecting them as and when they get mature.
Got it. So, do we have any ECL or any loan that you think would not be recoverable out of this 1,000 crore?
So, as of 31-3, whatever was an ECL or not recoverable, we have accounted for. Whatever rest are today, they are standard loans. Going ahead, we'll have to see what happens, but we are sure that we should be able to recover most of the outstandings.
Got it. So, my last question would be regarding our other businesses apart from real estate. So, can you just throw some light on exactly what the other businesses are? So, I understand that we have a broking part and an asset reconstruction part. Apart from that, there's some payments system in the US. So, if you can just help us understand all the other businesses apart from real estate, and their percentage contribution to revenue, and I mean the outlook for them, that will be very helpful for the community.
Sure. So our capital market business is an broking business. We've actually just focusing now on our online broking platform. We have got a team from another online broking company joined us about a year back, and we are preparing those platform. But right now, our profits from broking business are roughly about 28 crores of PBT, what we have got this year. This is purely coming in from our offline broking business, which is a branch platform. We are an asset reconstruction company, as I said, where we buy portfolios, stress portfolios from banks and NBFCs. So that's a business we started about a year back. We are just in the mode of collection, so the first year will go in getting adjusting the collections to the cost of our acquisition, and then the profits will roll in from ARC, which will start from next year. The investment what we have done in another company, which is SMB Business Spring Cash, is just an investment over there. We have invested at a very good valuation, and as that business grows, we will expect Indiabulls also to make profits of those valuations. So that's not a P&L business for us, but that's an investment for us over there. The UPI and the PPI licenses are to come in this quarter, but as you all know, UPI does not make any money, but it's just as a nodal to connect all our online businesses and payment gateway, etc. for that. But our major driver is only this coming mostly from real estate.
Got it. So last question, just if I can squeeze in. What is the current valuation of that investment in the US, and what is the valuation of the land bank that we hold and the interest that we earn on these 1,000 crore loans?
So typically our investment in the US company was done at $30 million, where the company was valued at $30 million, and we did it about 6 months back, and that's at a very the company is doing very good with whatever reports we have got from them. They have done about 100 millions of disbursal through their 150 B2B businesses. They are doing very well, and we are very confident that those investments will pay off for us in the next couple of years. Our land bank is a mix of JV and our own assets which we have procured over here. So typically, I can put a value overall, as I said in my presentation, we look at a total GDV of about 21,000 crores in the next few years from this business.
Got it. And the interest that we earn on our loans?
So interest on our loans, what we earn is roughly, it's a very small number because just a 1,000 crore book, but say roughly we should be running over the entire year about roughly 120 crores top line on this business.
All right. Got it. Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Vinit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Menendale from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Great, thanks. So my first question is on the NBFC book. What is the, I mean, I understand the book is about 1,000 crores. What is the debt for NBFC business currently?
So no, NBFC has no debt. It's zero.
Okay, so whatever, so basically the entire interest is in a way, the entire is basically the full spread. They're not, there is no liquid.
There is no debt off, there is nothing in that. Whatever comes to the company.
Right, and on the net basis now, what is the cash available with the company?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, there may be some debt in the broking business as well. I'm not sure. So what is the net, like the debt on total basis and debt and cash on total basis, gross basis?
So let me tell you, the group has no debt. We all our businesses do not have any debt. The broking business also does not have any debt. It is running from its own capital. The cash on hand for me as of right now, which is available, you could say cash and equivalent of cash is about 750 crores.
Right, and effectively the loan book will also run down, so that will also keep generating cash.
Yeah, as and when that runs down, that also will come down to us.
And what is the gross and net NPA for that book?
So whatever we recognize over the period of time, we've written that off. Even in the last year, we actually wrote off, you know, as I said in my call, that we have written off a lot of our loans which were not doable and we've cleaned up. So right now, our loans, whatever there, has been sold out to ARCs and other companies. So typically, Dhani Loans does not have any loan outstanding given to any other companies except what is on their books today.
Right. So you mean gross NPA is like, you know, fairly low, less than 1%?
Fairly low, hardly anything at all. It should be about 1% or around that.
Okay, perfect. And the last comment is on the, last question is on the profit guidance or, you know, the aspirations that we have. So, you know, is it on profit before tax basis or profit after tax basis? I mean, the earlier participant also mentioned some numbers, you know, those are the same numbers that you have?
Yeah, they're the same numbers. So let me tell you what happened is during this merger, the company actually inherited a tax shield of about roughly 3,000 crores in revenue. So by PBT and PAT is going to be the same.
All right. So till we hit 3,000 crores of PBT, the PAT and PBT will be the same. Is that what you're
saying? Yes. You're right.
Okay, perfect. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas from Ramdeo Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on the super set of numbers. I just wanted to know what's the lease rent which we are expecting from the Worli property.
So we expect roughly about 1,000 crores of annual rent from the Worli property.
1,000 CR, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's actually a prime location and it will be one of our very good marquee buildings of our Indiabulls Limited, and we expect at least 1,000 crores of rental coming in from there.
And we have no plans of selling it out, just on the rental, lease.
Yeah, part. It's just on the leasing rental. Income. Yeah, you're right. It's just lease income, no plan to sell it out.
Fine, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Randhir Kumar Singh from Randhir HUF. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Awaaz aa rahi hai sir?
Sorry, hello.
Yes, Randhir.
Awaaz aa rahi hai?
Haan, aa rahi hai.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. मैं सर ये जानना चाहता हूँ कि जो आपका एनबीएफसी बिजनेस है इसका एडवांसेस ग्रोथ एग्जिस्टिंग FY26 के लिए क्या है और FY27 के लिए क्या रहेगा?
रंजीत जी, अभी एनबीएफसी बिजनेस में क्या है कि जो हमारी लोन बुक है वो उसको हम धीरे धीरे कम कर देंगे, तो आज के लिए तो हमारे पास कोई प्लान्स नहीं है कि इस साल और अगले साल हम नए लोन्स उसमें डिस्बर्स करेंगे. हम जैसे करेंगे तब हम शेयरहोल्डर्स को इतला कर देंगे, बट एज ऑफ नाउ अभी हम कोई एक्सिस्टिंग ग्रोथ एनबीएफसी में नहीं कर रहे.
और सर ब्रोकिंग बिजनेस को आगे कैसे फर्दर स्केल करने वाले हैं सर?
ब्रोकिंग बिजनेस जैसे हम ऑनलाइन स्पेस में बढ़ा रहे तो हमारी पास टीम है और हमने काफी सारी प्रोडक्ट्स लॉन्च किए हैं फॉर ब्रोकिंग बिजनेस के लिए. तो इस साल आप देखेंगे काफी सारी प्रोडक्ट्स हमारे ब्रोकिंग कंपनी से लॉन्च होएगा, विजिबिलिटी भी दिखेगी हमारी ब्रोकिंग कंपनी की, और हमें एम्बिशियस प्लान है कि इस बिजनेस को इस साल अच्छी तरह से ग्रोथ करेंगे.
और सर एल्गो जो ट्रेडिंग प्लेटफॉर्म है आपका
जी,
उसमें मैंने देख रहा था कि उसमें दो प्लेटफॉर्म है एल्गो ट्रेडिंग में
जी,
दोनों को थोड़ा सा डिटेल में एक्सप्लेन कर सकते हैं?
इसमें एक्चुअली एल्गो ट्रेडिंग प्लेटफॉर्म डिटेल में तो मेरी टीम बता पाएगी, मैं आपका नंबर उनको लेके दे दूंगा तो दे विल गिव यू मोर डिटेल्स अबाउट इट। बट ये जैसे एल्गो ट्रेडिंग होती है इसमें काफी स्ट्रेटेजीज है और हर क्लाइंट को जैसे इसके हिसाब से स्ट्रेटेजीज बनानी है मार्केट के मूवमेंट के हिसाब से वो बना सकते हैं और ये पूरी ऑटोमेटेड है और सेबी अप्रूव्ड है। बट मोर स्पेसिफिक डिटेल्स चाहिए तो मेरी टीम आपको कॉन्टेक्ट करके आगे दे देगी।
ओके सर, मेल पे भेज सकते हैं सर?
हाँ ऑफकोर्स, आपको मिलके दे देंगे, आपके हम नंबर्स ले लेंगे और आपको दे देंगे ये।
ओके थैंक यू सर। सर एक चीज और मैं जानना चाहता हूँ, ये जो रियल एस्टेट बिजनेस से आपका मेन ग्रोथ आ रहा है इस साल में FY26 में और FY27 के लिए कौन सा सेगमेंट आपका हाईली मतलब की प्रॉफिट शो करके देगा ओवरऑल कंपनी बेस पे?
हमारे अगले 5 से 7 साल तक रियल एस्टेट ही हमारा स्ट्रॉन्ग ड्राइवर ऑफ ग्रोथ रहेगा, क्योंकि ऑलरेडी जैसे बताया हमारे पास करीबन 1 करोड़+ स्क्वायर फीट ऑलरेडी है और उसी पे हमारा फोकस है। तो आपको अगले 4-5 साल या 7 साल तक आपको रियल एस्टेट की ग्रोथ आएगी, वो हमारा सबसे बड़ा ड्राइवर रहेगा।
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Goyal from Grey Hill Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Divyeshji. First of all, many congratulations on the stellar set of numbers and finally starting the con calls again. My question is in line with the Worldly project. What is the timeline and the capex we're looking at? Because as you mentioned, the rental yield is almost 5x of the patch we've done this year in real estate. So what is the capex that will be needed for it and what will be the timeline be?
See, the project is already, construction is already started and I think in the next between 3 to 4 years, the project will be ready. It's actually a project which, is a totally commercial building, so shouldn't take long for us to construct and take it up forward from the ground level. It's a roughly 2.5 lakh saleable square feet area and the going rates are anywhere between 400 to 450 rupees a rent per square feet. So I'm just catching the lower band of the price of 400 rupees in 2.5 lakh square feet is 1,000 crores. So we should expect from the 4th year onwards this rental yield to start flowing into our balance sheet.
No, sir, I need to know the capital expenditure. How much will be spending to develop the asset?
This asset spend would be roughly about 600 crores.
Perfect. That's it, sir. And many congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Mishra from KPI Associate. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So firstly, what would be the current level of unsold inventory across all launch projects and how are we committed to see the pricing discipline versus like accelerating the sell through? So could you just throw some light on that?
Sorry, actually your voice was not audible. Could you please repeat the question?
The current levels of inventory, the unsold inventory across all launch projects, I wanted to understand how committed are we in terms of the pricing discipline versus the acceleration of the sell-through of those projects?
So what we've already launched initially to now, a project has appreciated by approximately 15% from a launch price. And when we launched initially, it was, there was no groundbreaking, nothing was there. But now our project has already started, the work is seen. So definitely we don't see any price downward revision happening. As and when the project building starts being, constructed, we will only see price appreciation happening over there. Also, there are very few projects who already have, are on the construction stage in that locality. So typically, we have a very strong edge over it.
Right, sir. And like say in terms of recoveries, we had a strong recoveries in FY26 and how repeatable is this performance? I mean, what portion is driven by like the vintage assets versus the, let's say, the newer acquisitions?
You're talking of the real estate?
Yeah.
No, so typically we have very strong discipline that once a customer has booked his apartment or his unit, he has to make the payment within a certain period of time. Maybe we could give a little bit grace of days to him. But if he's not making his payment, then, we actually get the unit cancelled. So typically we are sitting on a very strong recovery and the same discipline will continue to go across it. So in terms of percentage, roughly we have about 80% recovery on all the sold units.
Okay. And so in terms of the regular, like what regulatory or maybe funding or distribution gaps are still there, like which needs to be addressed before the SMB platform which can scale like in India? Are there any certain things which need to be taken care of?
No, nothing at all. I think over the years, the regulators have made it very simple and easy and seamless for companies to actually start a tech platform. So once we are ready, we will just have to get that tech stack ready and then we will be able to launch the products. It's a matter of time.
Okay, sure. And so in terms of guidance, you mentioned the 5-year growth. So could you look just throw some light on the guidance? I mean, what could we see in next 5 years?
So I think next 5 years, God willing and doing everything well, we should be, hitting new highs. And, I may sound very optimistic, but I think we should be easily crossing 1,500 crores of PAT in the coming 5 to 7 years, easily.
Okay, sure, sir. Great, that's all from my end, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just wanted to understand what are the timelines you are looking at to convert the entire GDV into the P&L and including future launches. And when we mention the GDV, we include the element of the JV as well, as in the JV partners is included in the GDV numbers. Thank you.
So we're looking at roughly from today, we're looking at 7 years to actually accumulate everything into our balance sheet. Since we've already launched a few projects last year, this year also our pipeline is fixed and ready to go. Next year also, in the next 6 months, we'll know what our next year is going to be there. So I think by 30, 31 or max 32, we should complete all this entire construction project and the money should come into our balance sheet. Yes, this GDV does not include the JV partners. This is completely what belongs. This includes everything. This even JV partners is included this GDV.
Sorry, could you please repeat? I was not able to understand. So this does not include the
GDV. Also includes the JV partners.
And what would be the element of JV partners? It could give us a ballpark number around this.
So roughly, you could say a benchmark of 20% or so.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Mahajan from AB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon and thank you for this opportunity and thank you to the Indiabulls team for getting this con call started after a long time and getting back into profits. I've got a few things to ask and it is primarily regarding the broking business and the Spring Cash business which you run in the US or which is where you are party to it. So the broking business, I have a question. So this has been the origin for Indiabulls Group and it started 25 years back. In this 25 years, a lot of newcomers have come in. Zerodha came in, Go came in. I think just two I'm listing down, but then there might be others. They came in, took market share, built revenue, profits, and look at the market cap to at least from Go. They have, it's a listed company. So, what is there from an Indiabulls perspective? Is it we don't want to grow this business because the market pie is big? So what has kept this business from growing and achieving its potential? That is my first question. And what are we, if there is focus, then what are we going to do in the future? Or if it is going to be laggard like it is right now? And second is regarding Spring Cash. What valuations are currently being fetched for this business? Because recently I think there was a fundraise which was concluded. So I would like to understand the valuations on that side. Yeah. Okay.
So the broking business, as I said, it took us about 3 years for restructuring and setting everything in right, and that's how the broking business suffered a bit. So hence, and as you rightly said, broking business was the starter of this group. So our focus is completely on the broking business. And as I said, we got a new team for focusing on the online discount broking side. So we will drive these businesses. There are number of players in the market, but I'm definitely sure that the market is so big that a player with a good product and a great tech stack will do wonders. And I'm sure that India Bulls will do the same there. So our focus is also on the broking business of the management over there. Springcash as a business is, we've invested about 6 months back, I think, at a valuation of $30 million. They are raising cash or they may be raising. They will do some multiple series of fundraise over a period of time. And I hope and I expect that they will keep doing at higher valuation, which is actually a good sign for us also and for our investment. So maybe we'll have more clarity on the numbers in the next couple of months over there. But the last number, what I said is they disbursed about $100 million plus of disbursements they've already done.
Okay. Thanks for that. So are you saying that we are going to grow the broking business? Because it has been 25 years and it's a very long time, right?
Yeah, we are growing the broking business. But as I said, our restructuring of these entities all took us actually 3 years. And these 3 years are very valuable. That's when the entire rally happened. And we did not participate in that whole business rally. So right now our focus is there. And I'm sure that you can, if you become a client of a broking company and try the product, you will appreciate the product and how things are there. So, you will see in the next 1 year a good amount of growth coming in from this business. And yes, we will grow this business.
Thank you. I'm expecting, I think we should be the number one here in the market and not give any space to any newcomers. I think that should be the goal of this company because 25 years is a very long time to dominate the market.
You're right, and that will happen. And when we are well-wishers like you, we'll definitely achieve these things.
Great, yeah, thank you. I'm just looking forward to that. I'm very patiently holding on to this, to the stock of this, and it has been something, an emotional connect. But then, I think reality has to dawn that what is going on. Yeah, thank you. Sure. Thank you.
And we'll take one last question and then close the call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for the day. I would be handling over the call to Ayushi for closing comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank the management for taking the time out for their conference call today and also thank all the participants. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us. We are MUFG InTime Private Limited, Investor Relations Advisors for India Bulls Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of India Bulls Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.